This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. We're delighted to welcome 24 students to Studio A today, the six student string quartets from this summer's Advanced String Quartet program. They're each going to introduce themselves and play an excerpt of a string quartet for us today. And we'll also be chatting with Lenny Schranz, a violist and head of the Advanced String Quartet program. Hi, Lenny. Let's start by talking a little bit about the Advanced String Quartet program.
I coordinate the Advanced String Quartet program here at Interlochen, and it is just a wonderful program for these kids. All of the kids are in the orchestral program, and it's part of their program to do chamber music. And these six quartets this year have auditioned and got into this specific program. They each get an extra hour of chamber music a day, more than the regular kids who are at the high school program. They have a 1 hour that is an ensemble techniques class, which is actually led by a fellow quartet, young quartet. This year, they're actually doing their doctorate. So the kids can see a group who are not much older than they are doing the same kinds of things they'd like to do.
And what kind of repertoire do the students in the program play?
We've had different stations of pieces. All of the groups the first week or so did a Haydn quartet, which they performed. They then moved on to the slow movements of Schumann and Brahms quartets. Each group took one. And now they've been let loose with a piece of their choice. Some have taken more modern. Some have taken more traditional.
How do the groups decide what music they were going to play in Studio A today?
Oh, we actually have the coaches choose these particular pieces. In some instances, for instance, the one group I'm working with, the Schulhoffs, I actually picked out that piece for them to look at, and they were also interested in Debussy. And I figured, them being normal high school kids, they were going to flock to the Debussy at the end, which would be fine. They actually chose the Schulhoff. And so that was really interesting. It's a really very different piece for kids of this age to play, and really interesting background as well.
First off, we're going to hear from the Tomari Quartet, and they'll play two movements from the five pieces for string quartet by Erwin Schulhoff. First, they'll introduce themselves.
Hello, we are the Tomari Quartet. I'm Adam Pua, and I'm 17. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I play the cello.
Hi, I'm Emily Singleton. I'm 16. I'm from Gainesville, Florida, and I play the viola.
Hi, I'm Dexter Mott. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I play violin.
I'm Eddie, though. I'm 15. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I play the violin.
Thank you. Those were the students in the Tomari String Quartet performing two movements from the Five Pieces for String Quartet by Erwin Schulhoff. You're listening to students in Interlaken Arts Camp's Advanced String Quartet program in Studio A. Next up, we'll hear from the Blown Away Quartet, and they'll perform the third movement from the String Quartet No. 7 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Here they are to introduce themselves.
We are the Blown Away Quartet. My name is Sam Jarvis. I'm 18 years old. My hometown is Boulder, Colorado, and I play the violin.
Hi, my name is Catherine McLean. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I play violin.
I'm Albert Zhou. I'm 17 years old. I'm from South Pasadena, California, and I play viola.
I'm Vincent Claus. I'm 15, and I come from Phoenix, Arizona. I play cello.
Thank you. Thank you.
The quartet is called Blown Away, and they perform the third movement from the String Quartet No. 7 by Dmitri Shostakovich. You're listening to students in Interlaken Arts Camp's Advanced String Quartet program in Studio A today. I'm Amanda Sewell. We're talking with Lenny Schranz. And Lenny, tell us about the faculty members who coach these student string quartets.
We have six of the faculty, string faculty, and each person has been assigned another quartet. The regular chamber music program for strings, coaches sometimes have one or more quartets to coach. With this program, the coaches work specifically with one group, so they get a little extra attention.
And now we'll hear from a quartet that has called itself simply Kevin. And they'll play the first movement from the string quartet by Maurice Ravel after they introduce themselves.
We are the Kevin Quartet. My name is Kevin Agner. I am 18 years old from Salisbury, North Carolina, and I play the cello.
My name is Claire Z, and I'm 15 years old. I'm from Pismo Beach, California, and I play the violin.
My name is Allison Chan. I'm 17. I'm from Oberlin, Ohio, and I play violin.
My name is Emily Maloney. I'm 14 years old. I'm from Rye, New York, and I play the viola.
Music of Maurice Ravel in IPR Studio A. We heard the first movement of his string quartet performed by a group that calls itself simply Kevin. You're listening to students in Interlochen Arts Camp's Advanced String Quartet program in Studio A today. We're also talking with Lenny Schranz, who heads up the program. Lenny, how does the students' work in these quartets affect how they play in the orchestras and other large ensembles here during the summer?
The ensemble techniques that are learned actually make these kids into better large ensemble players because they're able to gain all those skills in the small ensemble. And it actually really helps the large ensemble sound even better. And the large ensembles have been sounding wonderful this year.
The next quartet we'll hear from today is called the SAB Quartet, and they'll play the second movement of the string quartet by Maurice Ravel. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Hi, we're the SAB Quartet. I'm Valerie Shu Friedman. I'm 15. I'm from Williamsville, New York, and I play the violin.
My name is Isabella Yuan. I'm 15 years old. I'm from Irvine, California, and I play the violin.
My name is Claire Hong, and I'm 14, and I'm from Sugar Hill, Georgia, and I play the viola.
My name is Sammy Sharif. I'm 16 years old, and I play the cello, and I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
Thank you.
The second movement from the string quartet by Maurice Ravel, performed by a student quartet called the SAB Quartet in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. You're listening to students from Interlochen Arts Camp's Advanced String Quartet program. And if you've missed any part of this broadcast today, you can stream it anytime at classicalipr.org or in the Interlochen Public Radio mobile app. Lenny Schranz, how long has this Advanced String Quartet program at Interlochen been around?
Advanced String Quartet used to be a separate program with separate kids. They basically asked me to kind of make it work so it would be part of the same grouping of kids. So that happened about 14 or 13 years ago. I'm also in charge of the string teachers here, and I also teach viola here. So it's been really fun to watch the program blossom.
Next up today, we'll hear from the Emergency Management Quartet. They'll perform the third movement of the String Quartet No. 1 by Robert Schumann. Here they are to introduce themselves.
We're the Emergency Management Quartet. I'm Felix Faser, I'm 18, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I play the viola.
My name is Mandy Drake. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Naples, Florida, and I play the violin.
My name is Emma Boyd. I'm 15 years old. I'm from Madison, Alabama, and I play the violin.
My name is Andrew Sear. I am 17 years old. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I play the cello.
Thank you.
the third movement from the String Quartet No. 1 by Robert Schumann, performed by the quartet called Emergency Management. You're listening to students in Interlaken Arts Camp's Advanced String Quartet program in Studio A. We're also chatting with Lenny Schranz, who runs this program in the summers. Lenny, what's one of your favorite parts about the Advanced String Quartet program?
Probably my favorite part is watching the interactions. It's kind of like having siblings you're working with, or you know each other's tells. It's like a ball team. You also know each other's what will kind of get you angry or move you in a different direction. So it's fun to watch those little things really blossom.
Last but not least, today we'll hear from the quartet called The Square. They'll perform the third movement of the String Quartet No. 3 by Dmitri Shostakovich.
We are the Square Quartet. My name is Mateo Bailey. I'm 16. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I play the cello.
I'm Emily Whitney. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Bend, Oregon, and I play the viola.
I'm Rebecca Kim. I'm 17. I'm from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and I play the violin.
I'm Renee Lee. I'm 18. I'm from Rancho Palos Verdes, California, and I play the violin.
the third movement of the String Quartet No. 3 of Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by The Square, members of the Advanced String Quartet program at Interlochen Arts Camp, and they're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio today. Lenny Schranz, thank you so much for bringing all 24 of these students in the Advanced String Quartet program to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio today.
Thank you so much for having us.
The audio recordings for this edition of Studio A were engineered by Michael Jarrell and Michael Van Wagenen. To learn more about Interlochen's Advanced String Quartet program, visit classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
My name is Andrew Sear. I'm 16 years old. Shoot, I'm 17 now because my birthday was... My birthday was literally like 2 weeks ago. Okay.